producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
If Tom Brady stays healthy, they're going to win the Super Bowl again this year. And to me, I thought it was Green Bay. I've watched Green Bay the last couple of weeks. The Bengals, yeah, they're undefeated, but I'll take Brady over Dalton and the Patriots over the Bengals. The Panthers, I'm still not a believer, even though they haven't lost a game yet. So for me, I don't see anybody right now, if Brady stays healthy, that's capable of beating the Patriots.
Well, there's a sports talk radio host named Kenny Roda who thinks at this point in the season there is no one, no how, no way that can beat the New England Patriots, so they will repeat the Super Bowl championship. You agree or disagree? That's where we get started in this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, the overview of the hot hits in talk radio. The countdown is on the air now, number 10 through number 1, as we review the top 10 talk topics of the week. Research done by my staff here on the Good Day program and on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com. Talkers Radio is there, Talkers Television. Generally speaking, the A to Z on the talk radio, in the world of talk radio. So, let's count down from number 10 to number 1, and again, a repeat. I suppose because the World Series is over, we'll focus on football for a while, and basketball, and hockey maybe even. Who knows? Some sport we've never heard of before. That's at number 10, so let's move.
Number 9.
Number 9 is the focus on our relationship with Israel and the visit of Benjamin Netanyahu to our country. Here's talk host Chad Hartman with analyst Aaron David Miller. They discuss Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu's visit and how he seemed to get along with President Obama.
I understand the enormous differences that the two individuals involved, Netanyahu and Obama, have on the Iran deal. So putting that aside, and that's an enormous aside. But tell me about this chilly relationship before that, and how much does it really matter? Where is the line to all of us are getting the gossip to the uncomfortable, maybe the unease that the two have is in some way, if it is in any way, affecting the relationship between the two countries?
You know, I've watched the Israeli American story for quite a while now. Oh, yeah. I participated in some of it for almost 25 years, and it's not new that you have presidents and prime ministers who have personality and policy differences. That was the case, frankly, with Menachem Begin and Jimmy Carter. It was the case with Yitzhak Shamir and Bush 41. It was the case with Benjamin Netanyahu in his first incarnation as Prime Minister in 96-99 and Bill Clinton. But amidst all this dysfunction, in each of the relationships I just identified, there was a significant amount of production. What has separated this relationship from all the others, and we're now entering the final year of the Obama administration. I mean, it's hard to believe 51 weeks from now,
yeah,
we'll have a new president, a president-elect. You have dysfunction in this relationship driven by both personality and policy differences, but unlike the others, there has been very little production. And that's what makes this relationship so curious. There are two issues that have driven deep divides, I think, between the United States and Israel. Some are tactical, but really both strategic. One is what to do about Iran's putative nuclear weapons aspirations. And the second is it relates to, well, to use the title of one of my last books, The Much Too Promised Land, what to do about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. You know, and yeah. In each of these, I think you have a fundamental life lesson. Where you stand in life has a good deal to do with where you sit. And both Netanyahu and Obama are sitting in very different places, particularly now as the Middle East continues to melt down. So I think what's unique now is in the wake of the meeting at the White House, you've got a willful determination, I think, on the part of both leaders to at least find a way to manage their differences going into the next year. Plus, whether they'll be able to do that is another matter, but I think there are reasons as to why they may succeed.
Number 8.
All right, so let's keep moving up the totem pole or down the pole. I guess if we start at 10, we're going to 1. It's moving down the pole. The Starbucks Holiday Cup controversy. Let's bring the Dunkin' Donuts people into this thing as well. Here's host John Hancock with a discussion about Donald Trump, who weighed in, as you may remember, on this very silly controversy over Starbucks and the new red holiday cups they have.
He has also, just in the last couple of days, injected himself into the mini flap over the Starbucks red holiday cups being just plain red this year without the seasonal images that appeared on them in previous years. Really religious cornerstones to the meaning of Christmas. Snowflakes, winter scenes, ornaments, suggesting that people boycott the coffee chain. Even later on, somebody said, he said, you know, I don't really care about it. So he's just trying to make some noise. He was speaking before the crowd of supporters in Springfield, Illinois, and he said, did you read about the Starbucks? He said, no more Merry Christmas on Starbucks. Maybe we should boycott Starbucks. I don't know. Close quote. He also said that Starbucks has become has a location in Trump Tower in New York, saying, quote, well, that's the end of that lease, but who cares? Some critics have charged that Starbucks took the decorations off the cups this year because they didn't want to offend non-Christians. Because, really, ornaments, winter scenes, snowflakes, so important to the overall Christian heritage of, you know, you'll recall the story of the three wise men, and one was carrying snowflakes, and one had pictures of winter scenes, and then the other one had ornaments. I think that's the way the story went. And then they checked into a Motel 6 because they left the light on for them, and then they wandered on down to the nativity, and there it was. Some critics have charged that Starbucks took the decorations off the cups this year because they didn't want to offend non-Christians. That's just ludicrous.
It is kind of ludicrous, isn't it? When you get right down to it, there's nothing more important in the world than whatever the cup is at Starbucks and whatever is going into it you pay $7 for. Okay, so that brings us from number 10, number 9, number 8. My math is okay. Number 7 is next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday. This Saturday, hurry in and get early bird savings till 1 p.m. Like 10 to 50% off, plus an extra 20% off toys. And get ready for the cold with 50 to 60% off outerwear for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Saturday is Kohl's Super Saturday. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday with new doorbuster deals in every department each and every day. Guitars, drums, mics, keys, accessories, and more. From now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring gear from top brands like JBL, Schecter, Shure, AKG, Sabian, Pearl, GoPro, and more at savings of up to 30% off. Prices so low, we can't advertise them. Discover limited-time savings during Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday with four new doorbuster deals revealed every day and good only while supplies last. So check back daily, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Number 7. Continuing Life All Ridiculoso here. You thought the last story was silly. Listen to this. Here's a discussion starting with host Mike Pintek about whether or not Hillary Clinton wears a wig, something that Donald Trump started in a conversation. This was a Drudge Report article, I think, as well.
This is the most important story of the day. Don't you know that? It's blowing up on Drudge. He had it up as the top story on Drudge Report. Donald Trump weighing in on this. Donald Trump on, this is a radio show that, it's called Mark Levin. All right. It's a syndicated program. So Trump is on that show, and they're talking about Hillary's hair.
Well, she has a new hairdo. Did you notice that today?
That's called a wig.
Is that a wig? You're right. It must be. It was massive. You know, her hair became massive.
You know you're going to get in trouble now.
I don't care. But I don't care. But no, because I'm a person that tells the truth. It was very different, wasn't it? Did you like it?
Don't get me in trouble now.
It was massive. Did you see it? Do we have any hairstylists who can weigh in on this? It looked to me like it's a wig, honestly. I'm not an expert, but it looks to me like it's a wig. Wait a minute. Do we have a hairstylist on the line here? Oh, we do. Wait a minute. This is the lady that actually cuts my hair. Megan, this is Megan from the Beauty First folks in Cranberry. Megan,
what's going on?
Have you seen the pictures of Hillary?
I have.
Okay, so you, in your considered opinion, do you think that's a wig or is that really her hair?
That is definitely her hair.
Really? It's not a wig?
Nope, not a wig.
All right, so Donald Trump and this radio dude, so they're just dead wrong.
Well, I think Donald Trump is probably trying to cover up his own wig. So he's
wait,
from him.
Wait a minute. Megan, you think that Donald Trump wears a wig? Cause...
Oh, yes. That's a toupee, a wig, hairpiece, something.
Really?
Yeah.
Cause how about that woman, though, that he brought that woman up on that stage at that town hall meeting, and she grabbed his hair, and she said it was real.
Lots of glue.
All right, well, Megan, thanks for your considered opinion. I don't know, but, on this point, one last thing, okay?
Yeah.
All right, you say 100% not a wig, it's really her hair. Well, Trump, on the other hand, has a hairpiece. That's your opinion, a professional opinion.
I think so.
Okay, all right. All right, that's Megan at Beauty First in Cranberry. You know, Trump, seriously, ought to talk with that hairdo of his. I mean, really. Okay, and then the other question was, then of course, the liberal news media, and you can see this if you watch the CNN video piece that accompanies the story, they immediately go to, is this sexism? Sexism? Seriously? Really? That's where you guys want to go. Well, look at Donald Trump's hair. Okay, so look at Donald Trump's hair. And as he said, you're going to get in trouble. Levin says, you're going to get in trouble. He says, I don't care. This is what I love about Donald Trump. He doesn't care.
Coming up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, David Hasselhoff changes his name to drop the hassle from his life. He's now David Hoff. That and other hard-hitting, big-time stories are next on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Are
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six, a review of another important day this past week. Not as maybe as serious as the Hillary Clinton wig flap, but, you know, you got to put things in order. It was Veterans Day last week, whether you celebrated it Monday or Wednesday or all week. I talked on my Good Day program to Jim Roberts, founder of both Radio America, the originating network for this program, and the American Veterans Center about their annual Veterans Conference, which was held in D.C. last weekend.
I probably say this every year. This was our best one. Certainly was our biggest one. It's a 3-day conference and quite a leadership summit, as we call it. We had over 500 students, most of them on the college level, and most of those midshipmen and cadets from the military academies, from military colleges, from a lot of ROTC programs around the country. We did have 150 or so high school students as well, and just plain folks like you and I and some great speakers. And we started off on Thursday with something called the Wounded Warrior Experience, which is moderated by Jeffrey Griffin of Fox News, and we talked to nine injured men and women who injured in Iraq and Afghanistan, how they became injured, their long, torturous process of coming back to health and entering society. That's always a very, very moving part of the conference. That's how we start. And then we had 2 days of speeches and symposia and stuff for the next 2 days, Friday and Saturday. And people like Michelle Howard, the first four-star woman in the Navy. She's the Vice Chief of Naval Operations. Many admirals and generals, you might say, and heroes.
Do you ever get off on a tangent? I don't know how much you listen to me anymore. You used to listen to me more.
That's a leading question.
That is a leading question.
I still keep up to date.
All right. So you know that one of my huge pet peeves is, and even more than that, the outrage that I feel when veterans are not being taken care of. Do you ever address that, the hocus-pocus going on with the phony political machines that say, oh, we're going to take care of the veterans, and we don't? Does that ever come up at any of these conferences that you have?
It does. We've had VA directors speak, but frankly...
Did you boo them?
No, we did.
I would if I were there. I'd boo them.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
These directors are stuck in with institutions that I think can never work. This is my personal opinion here, which is that, don't forget, the VA is a government bureaucracy, the federal government bureaucracy. You can name one that's efficient. I can't.
Yeah. I don't know who you're supporting for president, but Ted Cruz is pretty funny in the debate when he listed five. I don't know if you saw that or not. Five government departments that need to go, and he mentioned the Commerce Department twice. But there are plenty of agencies that need to go, and you're right. The whole thing is inefficient, and it comes back.
What I would do, frankly, and I've looked at this now for many years, is I would privatize the system.
Mm-hmm.
Shut it down, and put the money into vouchers, and let these veterans go into private institutions.
Yep. All right, so Veterans Day, that's an important, of all the things so far on the countdown, I think I find that to be the most important, that is thus far. So we've been from number 10 to number 6, and we're halfway through the countdown, halfway through the hour, so I guess if all is well with the world, we'll have numbers 5 through number 1 in a matter of moments here. Please stick around, you're listening, and I hope enjoying the overview of the hot hits in talk radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262. Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that'll happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free, comes with your first order, and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
So to review where we are right now on our talk radio charts for the week of November the 9th to the 13th, at number 10, sports talk radio and all of the ambiance that goes with that, the situation with China, the military buildup there, Starbucks and the controversy, it's one silly thing after another, isn't it? Number 8, and speaking of silly, Hillary's wig situation, number 7, Veterans Day, number 6. So let's keep moving into the numbers 5 through 1 position.
Number 5.
Number 5 is what happened, the question about the Russian airliner. What the heck happened? From my Good Day program earlier this week, I talked to international security expert Kevin Malott about the crash of that Russian plane, the Metrojet plane. And the question, he says, that nobody seems to want to ask.
There's several different actors that could be behind this other than just ISIL. You have to remember that Al-Qaeda's got a big axe to grind with the Russians going all the way back to Afghanistan, you know, when they were the Mujahideen before they adopted the name Al-Qaeda. And they're trying to get themselves back on the front burner. So Al-Qaeda could be involved. ISIL could be involved. You also had the fact that a few weeks ago, the investigation came out that the Russians were responsible for the missile that downed the Malaysian jetliner in the Ukraine.
Right.
And Malaysia is one of the major focal points for Al-Qaeda operatives. The meeting of the terrorists before the September 11th attack on the United States took place in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. So there's a lot of Malaysians that have a problem with the Russians right about now. And in that area of the world, in the North Africa, Middle East area, there's a lot of Malaysian expatriates working. There's a lot of Filipinos, a lot of Indonesians. So there's a group that has a problem with the Russians over that issue. And the other thing that no one's talking about is who was on board the aircraft. that's a concern of ours, that depending on, this is a very expensive resort area, and depending on who from the government or from the oligarchy in Russia was on that plane, that could have been a rationale for being it being targeted because of what Putin's doing in Syria and trying to get, you know, get some pressure on him.
Is there a passenger list somewhere that suggests that somebody that's high up in the Russian government was actually on the plane?
I have not seen the list, but I'm just, you know, when I look at it in analysis, we always look at all the possibilities and all the possible actors and the motives.
Right.
And that in the past has been an issue of who was on the actual aircraft when something was done. So I'm saying because it was a Russian-based airliner with a predominantly Russian passenger list coming from a very expensive resort, I'm kind of interested in who was on the aircraft as well.
All right, so let's fast forward to the holiday season here in America. Already the news media is full of stories about how the TSA is changing things, will change things, has changed things. Not that the TSA has anything going for it in the first place anyway. I think it's what goes on is a charade in our airports here. The essence of how they can turn this into taking more control, do you think there are going to be some changes that will come to our airport procedures here because of this?
Well, I'm sure they'll change some of the procedures, but I'm not sure they're going to fully focus on the issue. You know, sometimes we treat the symptom and we don't treat the illness, and that's kind of where I'm a little bit concerned, doing a couple of different tactics at the front doesn't necessarily solve the problem of protecting the actual aircraft.
Number four.
Okay, so we have up next, number four on the countdown. Number four, talk host Jack Harris and Ted Webb talking to terrorism expert Frank Wuko about the latest on Russia, Syria, and ISIS as the rumors that China is getting involved continue.
It's difficult to tell the good guys from the bad guys, but it looks like the Russians and Syrians scored one against the rebels and the Americans. Is that a safe bet to put those sides in like that?
Well, what has been happening since about the middle of September is Syrian forces have been battling ISIS and ISIS loyalists east of Aleppo near a military airbase called Quiras. And it looks as though in the last day or two that the Syrian forces have sort of repelled or rebuffed the ISIS forces at that air base, which could be a big win for the Russians. If they can get access to an air base that is more centrally located in Syria, it gives them greater access to ISIS and other rebel targets throughout the country. And right now they've been flying a lot of their flights out of Latakia, which is well to the west, and it's a pretty long haul for those Russian jets.
Frank, the Russians are going to be joined by Chinese pilots. They're going to be flying from their only aircraft carrier, we're told.
That, you know what, that is a sight that remains to be seen. You know, the Chinese have just commissioned their first aircraft carrier, which is a repurposed Russian aircraft carrier. It'll be a sight to behold if the Chinese can get that aircraft carrier deployed and begin actual, you know, tactical combat flights and airstrikes and whatnot. This is something that the Chinese have never actually done in the real world. So I'll reserve my excitement in either direction on that to see what happens.
But this does pit us against the Russian and Chinese, right?
Well, as far as influence goes, it does. I mean, these are issues that a lot of people will say were created by the vacuum that we created in Iraq, created by some of the tactical and strategic errors in projection that we made in sort of getting out of that area. And you know the old saying, if you broke it, you fix it. Well, we broke it, and we really haven't lifted much of a finger to fix it. And this has just created a giant gaping hole for others who want influence in the area.
Number three.
Gaping hole is correct. All right, number three, the focus on illegal immigration this week. It's something that's been talked about not only here in our country, but pretty much all around the world. Here's Radio Talk host Joel Riley with Bob Dane, who runs the Federation for American Immigration Reform, also known as FAIR. They discuss immigration issues becoming a big part of the GOP debate this past week.
Bob, fair amount of talk on the GOP debate about immigration.
Yeah, it was. Overall, it was a good, pretty good night for Rubio, Cruz, Rand Paul. Trump, Carson, kind of incoherent on foreign policy. In terms of immigration, the problem has been Trump has frankly, an outstanding published immigration reform plan.
Okay.
The problem is, he needs to read it because he keeps bumbling over this big issue. And the big issue is, what do you do with the people already here? It's not a difficult thing to answer. By the way, the right answer can be done in about 20 seconds. What do you do with all the people already here? You remove them as they're identified according to law, as they come into contact with law, but you otherwise allow them to leave voluntarily, which they will if we dry up all of the incentives that bring them here and keep them here. Somehow that answer eludes virtually every one of the GOP candidates.
Why do you think it eludes them?
Part of the problem is Mitt Romney went down that road during the last election. It's called self-attrition. You can call it self-deportation. Frankly, you can call it just good old-fashioned going home. And the public seems to resist that because the left has been very methodical in giving us this narrative, this forced choice solution to the immigration issue. Are you going to mass deport everyone, or are we going to alternatively offer mass amnesty? That's a forced choice. And of course, whenever we see the polls on that, most folks go for mass amnesty because really nobody wants to separate, you know, women from children. Sure. And kick down doors in the middle of the night. That's not what we're talking about. But we do have to dry up these incentives. There is historical evidence that when you do that, people go home. There are state models. When Arizona got tough on immigration and started drying up the benefits, the availability of driver's licenses and in-state tuition, and the big one, the availability of jobs, guess what happened in Arizona? Illegal aliens left to go to another state. Well, you know, by extension, if we do that as a nation, they will repatriate and go home.
Interesting, Bob made reference to who's trying to outmaneuver Donald Trump on immigration. Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, both as we get to the end of the week, fighting to reshape their records on immigration and appeal to more conservative GOP primary voters. Trump seemed to have that wrapped up, at least to the point of the debate. So we've gone through to the number three issue. So I guess up and coming, you've done all the figuring correctly. You know, number two would be next, and that is next here on our countdown.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business, no time, holidays busy, pack stuff, ship stuff, help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed, loosened up, tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples, make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Faith and Mobility Connect. I'm Risa Jill Miller. An AT&T survey shows 41% of Americans use a mobile device to connect to their faith or inspiration. Aside from faith-inspired apps, downloading inspirational music emerged as a top trend among younger multicultural groups. Hip-hop legend Rev Run uses tech to inspire.
I've been sending daily inspirational notes to friends and family from my phone for years. Now I share those same messages with millions from my social media accounts. Messages like, never chase goals more than you chase God. God.
Rev Run knows the value of engaging and inspiring.
With all the apps out there, it's easy to connect to motivational music and literature. Sometimes it just takes a quick second and a quote to get some through the day. AT&T calls this Inspired Mobility, a national conversation on how folks are using tech to tap into faith.
Join the Inspired Mobility conversation. Follow hashtag Inspired Mobility and share your inspired moments on social media Sunday, November 22nd.
Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday. This Saturday, hurry in and get early bird savings till 1 p.m. Like 10 to 50% off, plus an extra 20% off toys. And get ready for the cold with 50 to 60% off outerwear for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Saturday is Kohl's Super Saturday. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger. Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
Number two.
The number two item are the GOP presidential contenders, the focus of the media and many people in our country, where that debate was held on Fox News Channel this past week. Here's talk host Chris Daniel with political analyst Dan Gaynor. They discuss which of the candidates didn't do very well in this past week's GOP debate.
Listeners are, by a wide margin, have been asked who lost last night, and Kasich just comes off with nearly a third of the vote on this, followed by Jeb. I think that's pretty accurate. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think Kasich, he got a chance to speak and say the things he wanted to say. It's just nobody liked them. I think, except for the media. I mean, you would see media comments saying that, here's a guy I'd vote for, or I like this, and you're looking at it, and the person who's making the comment is some left-wing, propagandist or talking head. And, yeah, but when you get to the actual Republican grassroots, no, they seem to clearly pick, the top three are Rubio, Cruz, and Fiorina.
Yes.
But some people liked Rand. You know, no matter how you look at it, Jeb and Kasich were not at the top.
I don't want to spend a lot of time on Kasich, but I just had this theory in my head, and maybe you would know. The angriness is what's starting to turn people off, and the fighting for time in kind of a petulant way. But he appears to me to be somebody who maybe 3-4 years ago was told by a staffer, maybe a strategist staffer, that, hey, you are governor of probably the most important electorate state in the nation. If you shape up this state, it's a simple step to the White House, or at least the Republican nomination, because you'll have Ohio, and so you're already a leg up, and you can show all the wonderful things you did, which he did do. Ohio's better for John Kasich being there. But he looks like he's angry that nobody's catching on to that, because he keeps reading his resume and nobody's biting.
Well, I mean, it looks, I think the media reaction, either on the right or the general media, is that he's running to the center or to the left.
Yeah.
And that's, historically speaking, if you want to get elected in the Democratic Party, that's what you do. If you're elected in the Republican Party, you run to the center or the right. And, it's like him and Jim Webb have traded places or something. Maybe they, because Webb ran to the right and he's already out of the Democratic race.
All right, so another day, another retail boycott urged by one of the Republican presidential candidates. Yes, Donald Trump getting headlines as the week came to a close because on his Twitter account, he encouraged shoppers to steer clear of the brand that once carried his own clothing line, severed ties with him after he called Mexicans rapists in his campaign kickoff speech. He said, Trump said, Macy's was very disloyal to me, given my strong stance on illegal immigration. Their stock has crashed. And then he listed boycott Macy's, hashtag boycott Macy's. Trump's move comes after the discussion about Starbucks and his reference to their red cups this holiday season and all of that. And we were talking about that earlier in the countdown. Did you read about Starbucks? He asked rally attendees in Springfield, Illinois. No more Merry Christmas at Starbucks. No more. Maybe we should boycott Starbucks. So is this the shape of the campaign? Maybe it is at the moment. Maybe it's time for a little levity in this thing because there's still almost a year to go, right, before the election, although the primaries start in February. Okay, so we get away from politics. Number one up next here on the countdown, and it's not political.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
So we move to something that has almost all of a sudden, not overnight, but over the last few days, become the national discussion. It's not necessarily about the developments with the Democrats and the Republicans. This is a situation that has developed on the University of Missouri, but there are protests, college protests, all around the country. As the week comes to an end, here's Talk-O's Dan Rivers with a focus on some of the comments made by University of Missouri students, which actually could have come from anybody anywhere in our country.
The big story is Mizzou, right? And throughout the Missouri's coverage of this race out there, I was reading the papers out there, and they talked to some of the students out there. And some of the comments that I picked up last night, and of course, I always look at this thing and I said, you know what, I'd really love to be on that campus and really know what it was like. And here's one of the comments out there. This is one of the black students out there. They'll look at me and they'll clutch their bag a little tighter. That's a freshman studying sociology from Chicago. And I think to myself, well, you know, could that have happened anywhere? We may have audio on that. I'm just not sure, Dave. Let's see if we got this audio.
Like, they'll look at me and then, like, they'll clutch their bag a little tighter or something like that. But that's kind of common, so I don't really pay much attention to that.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that in your head? Here's a young person out there. This is, listen to Leandra Jefferson. She says, I'm not the voice of all black people.
Being at a school with not, like, a predominantly white institution, I'll say you definitely feel kind of judged against. Well, I do. I know some classes I'm the only black student, and, you know, all eyes are on you, or if something comes up in class about, like, black people, everyone kind of, like, stare at you, or in organizations when they're talking about diversity and such, they'll ask your opinion, and or, like, ask my opinion, and I'm just like, I'm not, like, the voice of all black people, so definitely, like, you're going to have to get a wide variety of different opinions and not just mine, because I'm not the voice of, you know, all my people.
And, you know, you're kind of hearing these comments here, and it kind of sounds like stuff that people would encounter almost everywhere in everyday life. There is racism in this country. We can't deny that. But I'm sure that if you're a person of color, you see it every day.
All right, so let's see. Another angle to this comes in a review of the conversation on Chris DeGaulle's radio program. Here he talks to Missouri Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder about attempts by some to keep student journalists from photographing all of the protests on campus this week.
Were it up to me, and I the governor, and I know it's not really the governor's call per se, but certainly this remaining board of curators, you cannot have employees of a state institution taking state money as a salary. You cannot have these people shoving journalists, students or otherwise, out of public spaces to document it, can you?
I agree. And we've seen the totalitarian mindset at work on the campus of the University of Missouri. Sadly, an institution I attended and have always been very proud of. But we're seeing a university, at least parts of which, are in the grip of a left-wing totalitarian mindset. And the whole nation can see it. The whole world can see it now. And the professor or the instructor, I don't know exactly what title she bears, but her name is Melissa Click, C-L-I-C-K. And her name deserves to go down in infamy for what we all can now see on the video clip that was rocketing around social media. She seeks to banish this young student journalist who's armed with nothing more than his camera and is attempting lawfully to, in an exercise of his First Amendment rights that we all have, to record what's going on, as you put it, on public property, right there in the quadrangle at the University of Missouri on what we call the Red Campus. Red for the red brick construction in that part of campus. There's red campus and there's white campus. So anyway, this is very disappointing. It's actually an outrage, and I don't think we should stand for it at our state university.
All right, so there it is. That's number one. You've heard all of the top 10 stories, according to Talkers Magazine. This is the big stuff on talk radio, News Talk Radio this week. So we've listed all of the topics at DougStefan.com. And as usual, over the weekend, you'll have the opportunity to go through all of them and tell us through the poll which is the most important one to you. It doesn't mean that changes the overall focus. It just is we want to know what's most important on this list to you. And as a review, we have them, as I said, listed there in the poll position at DougStefan.com. You've been listening to the weekly review of the top 10 hits on the talk radio circuit, the News Talk Radio circuit. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.